WHDD presents Susan Says.
I just got back from a short but fun trip to Fort Myers, Florida. I did a book event on my memoir, Hot Pants in Hollywood, for the Jewish Federation there. It was a really great time. I got to share stories and laughs with the women. They were a fun, responsive audience. And I got some sun. I crave sun, so that was really nice. Did anything happen while I was gone? I ask, waiting for your laugh. Only it's not funny. We are now a joke around the world. This morning I woke up to hear that deranged Donnie, sicko dictator wannabe, joked to a fundraiser that he had lied to Prime Minister Trudeau about the so-called trade deficit. Just another one of his little jokes, right? Oh, that's funny. Oh, and he fired the Secretary of State over Twitter. Oh, that's a good one. Really, are you laughing? The world is now sure we have a clown in the White House. Ha, ha, ha. And he's going to have a cabinet he wants, he says to the press. He does these little press conference things outside as he's about to get on that helicopter. You know, these little humorous talks. Who's next in the cabinet? Well, there are so many jokes he'll have to tell them. That leaves the Secretary of Education, who's a bigger moron than he is. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, and he's back on the campaign trail. He loves doing those big crowd things. They cheer, and he's looser in front of them. He can bring out the big laughs, the A material. You know, call people nicknames and walk around clapping like a fat, drunken seal. I write comedy for a living. I'm not laughing, folks. I never was with this clown in chief. He is a stupid egomaniac who actually confused North and South Korea last week. Are you laughing? He's going to sit down with that other guy. And what? Well, wouldn't we just love to be flies on the wall for that one? Oh, wait, nuclear war is the topic. Laughing now? Every Republican who enables him is a traitor. There, I said it, and I'm not joking. I'm fed up with them. The only hope we have are those young people, like those marching for reasonable, sensible gun control. Thank you, kids. Dear listeners, some weeks I just don't want to even record because it's too depressing, too devastating. What has become of America? So maybe just go get my book and laugh. I promise you will. Hot Pants in Hollywood, Sex, Secrets, and Sitcoms. We are living in one, and there might not be a happy ending.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.